This is Urmila Devi Dasi recording for the Christmas Marathon 2016 for December 9th. It's such a privilege to be able to read and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. It was Srila Prabhupada's books that formed the foundation for ISKCON before Srila Prabhupada came to America, Srila Prabhupada's books that sustain us at present, and Srila Prabhupada's books that will bring Krishna consciousness into the future for all of mankind. When Srila Prabhupada was instructed by Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati at Radhakund, if you ever get money, print books, Srila Prabhupada took those instructions to heart. Along with his instructions to preach in English, Srila Prabhupada started writing Back to Godhead magazine. On his own, he did the writing, the editing, getting the money for the printing, getting the printing done, and distributing the magazines himself. After many years of distributing Back to Godheads, one friend mentioned to him that people throw away magazines, but they tend to keep books. Srila Prabhupada did small books, such as Easy Journey to Other Planets, but he put his main emphasis into the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada clearly felt that having his books would be the foundation for starting his movement. When he came to America, other than a few personal items, Srila Prabhupada brought a trunk of books. It was these books that he preached from, these books that he distributed, and these books to which he spread his movement. The books quickly became not only the source of all of our spiritual instruction and shelter, but also the financial basis for ISKCON in the early days. Devotees' distribution of books is what maintained the temples, and reading and studying and teaching the books maintained our spiritual life. As the movement grew, Srila Prabhupada couldn't be personally present to instruct most of his disciples, so he received his instructions through his books. He said his purports were his ecstasies, and through reading his books, we knew how to behave on an individual and collective basis. We can say without any doubt that it's the distribution, the printing, the reading, the teaching of Srila Prabhupada's books that brought ISKCON to where it is today. And in today's ISKCON, as now we are spread all over the cultures and the countries of the world, it is Srila Prabhupada's books that unite us, gives us a common core of principles and understanding, and also of mood. It's Srila Prabhupada's books that bring us together on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis. Whatever we're doing, we can refer to Srila Prabhupada's books to know if it's the right thing to do and to understand the essence behind what we're doing. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement goes on into the future, it's going to be Srila Prabhupada's books and Srila Prabhupada's mood that carries that movement forward. Every religious system tends to degrade in time. Yada yada hi dharmasya ganir bhavati bhavata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam shrudamyam. One of the main ways we have of keeping Srila Prabhupada's movement pure is to continue to distribute his books. When we have Srila Prabhupada's books, we are not going to become misled by deviant leaders. We're not going to become misled by deviant practices, because we can always refer to Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada's books as the basis for ISKCON, as the life and soul of current ISKCON, and as the foundation for the future of the Krishna consciousness movement, makes us think about what's in the books that make them so special. Srila Prabhupada would say that it was Krishna himself who was dictating the books, that he didn't write them, that Krishna was speaking through him, and that he himself found many wonderful and new things in his books all of the time. In Srila Prabhupada's books are the amazing pastimes of the Supreme Lord, told in such a way that they can be understood, relished, by even ordinary persons who are not engaged in any pious activity or any religious life. Such a thing has never been done before by any acharya in known history. Also in Srila Prabhupada's books are instructions for how to build society, how people should work in their occupations, how they should connect their life cycle with the Lord, how they should relate to each other, how they should relate to the environment. Everything as far as our practical life is there in those books. In addition, those books teach us the philosophy of the soul, of the modes of material nature, of all of the energies of the Lord. The books also introduce us to the great personalities and give us Sadhu Sangha with Sukadeva Goswami, with Narada Muni, and with Lord Brahma, with Lord Shiva, with Krishna himself, with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Roy, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, all of the devotees in Lord Chaitanya's Leelas, Haridas Thakur. It feels like we're associating with these people directly when we read Srila Prabhupada's books. By associating with these great souls, we not only get their instructions, we also get their example and their inspiration. And we really feel ourselves on a daily basis, on a minute-to-minute basis, part of their society. Prabhupada wanted us not only to distribute his books, but also to read them and to teach them to others. Reading Srila Prabhupada's books every day, even on a marathon when we're so busy, is something we should never neglect, even if it's just one verse or one page. And we should read them not officially, but with depth, with meditation, so that throughout the day we can think of them, so that the pastimes that we read can automatically appear in our minds and hearts when we chant our japa and our Gayatri. We should teach Srila Prabhupada's books, because it's only by teaching something that we learn it thoroughly. And Krishna says that those who teach this instruction are the most dear to him. And then we should distribute Srila Prabhupada's books far and wide, without discrimination of a birth, of body, of color, of gender, of culture, of anything. Somehow or other, to get people in touch with Srila Prabhupada and all these great personalities in his books. On this day of the marathon, there'll be challenges, there'll be difficulties, and there'll also be wonder and sweetness and enlivenment. One will certainly feel the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada in his presence within these books. And feeling the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, one's heart will also expand in great transcendental pleasure. Hare Krishna.